What's up, everybody, and welcome. I knew it, dude. I knew you guys joined
you
in the wrong order. I messed it up. Bera, you were late and didn't answer in time.
Dog.
You need to answer at the right moment.
You called me after I ended my stream. This is
because I was waiting for you because you started your thing late. Whatever.
Oh, yeah,
man.
It's all my fault. Yeah. You're not normally literally 5 minutes late every time. No, it's all my fault.
Normally 5 minutes late? Are you trolling?
Yeah, I bet it's not your fault that your fence or that your pipes got jammed either.
You're
so.
Okay. Well, in that sense,
nothing
you're right.
Is your fault.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's Agron Barracuda as per usual, but today joined by one of the most requested guests. Of the Backliners podcast, and apparently
glad to be here.
Avid podcast listener, Jake. You're a podcast supporter, huh?
You know, I'm pretty bored usually, and you know, APM is a really like low vibe time for me.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to be here.
There's a compliment
and
there.
I get to watch the podcast, and I'm just I actually listen to all the Smite content ever. Like I'm on the Smite Reddit. I'm on the Smite Pro Reddit.
Really?
I'm just sucking up all the juice, all the Smite juice there is.
Wow. I'm surprised that anyone can seriously handle skimming the Smite Reddit consistently. It does not seem like the place that I want to be spending a ton of my time, but I will occasionally stop by.
Every once in a while, you know, just got to see what the people think, you know,
right?
About the games, you know?
Did you learn anything at any point? Did like maybe Scylla support, like someone mentioned in a thread a couple of years ago and you were like, yo, maybe I should try that. Is that where maybe some of these great ideas are coming from?
Okay, not at all. You better, I probably learned nothing on the Smite Pro Reddit, but it's just content to suck up, you know?
That is true. Content to consume. And that's what we're all about here is consuming some content, or I guess we're creating the content. Big week in the SPL this week, but before we get into that, I think I got a lot of tweets last week asking for fence updates. And so here we go.
Very important.
Here's your fence update. For those of you who might not have listened to last week's episode, here's a TLDR. Hired a fence company. They came out. They absolutely jammed a pipe in my yard. Spread water. Water's going everywhere. I get a bill for a lot of money. And they go, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So on Monday last week, I called my house insurance, my homeowner's insurance company, and I said, hey, here's what happened. What's the deal? And they go, hey, so here's how homeowner's insurance works. It's not inside your house, so you're screwed. Good luck. And I go, great. That's awesome. Homeowner's insurance and all insurance continues to be a scam for all of time. Insurance is a scam. It doesn't make any sense how insurance companies are designed to make money. That's just my opinion.
True.
So that's great.
Especially in America.
Especially
I mean, no offense, America.
No, big offense, America.
Big offense, okay.
Big let offense. Them have it?
Okay, I didn't let my house insurance company have it, but this guy told me I should file a claim with the fence company's insurance. So I call up the fence company, and I was geared up and ready to go, you know? I was amped. And I call, and I was very calm. I was firm, and I just politely informed them that, hey, this repair cost me a lot of money, and I would like to file a claim with your insurance. And that immediately got me on the phone with a manager at this fence company, because they did not like that. And I proceeded to have a 90-minute conversation, give or take.
Oh,
with this fence company manager, in which I can summarize his whole stance, which was unlucky for you, LMFAO, not our fault. And I'm like, well, here's the deal, bro. It's not my fault, right? Like, we can all agree it's not my fault. And I understand it was an accident. I get it. I didn't even yell at him, man. I was so nice, dude. I was so nice. I was like, look, I get it. I know it wasn't intentional, okay? But I shouldn't have to pay for this. That's all, like, I shouldn't have to pay for it. And he was like, I'm sorry, man. That's just how it goes. And I'm like, look, what's the deal with this insurance? Like, this is what you have insurance for, right? Is for moments like this. And he goes, well, not really. And I'm like, what? What? For what? What do you have it for, man?
Not really.
Not really. He's like, what was his exact quote? I said, I understand that it was an accident and that, you know, that it happens, but isn't this exactly what you have insurance for? And he goes, well, yes and no. And I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Long story short, we agreed that we were on opposite sides of the aisle and that we needed a third party in order to weigh in, that being their insurance company, about whether or not they would even accept. I said that you don't have to input the claim, because if they put the claim in, that makes their insurance go up. And I get that. But because he was giving me this nonsense about like, oh, they won't even accept the claim. They won't accept the claim. They won't accept the claim. And I'm like, why don't you just ask if they will accept the claim? Right? Why don't you just ask? Don't put the claim in. But just ask them. And he CC'd me on an email with their insurance. And maybe he made up this insurance company and they just made up an email. But they said, we won't accept the claim because of the contract. And this contract of like, oh, it isn't our fault if we completely destroy your yard, would obviously never hold up, right? But I don't want to. I don't want to. Like, a lawyer is a lot of money, Chad. Everyone's telling me to go to a lawyer. And look, I think I'd win.
And a lot of time and effort.
But it's a lot of time and it's a lot of effort, and I don't want to deal with that. So, long story short, your boy got stuck with a couple $1,000s of pipe repair. They did come and finish our fence, and the fence is nice after they completely destroyed our yard. I was like, okay, well, we have to move it. We have to move it, like, where you're digging in order to get this in because of the pipe. And I was like, you're going to have to give me a lot more wood and a lot more, like, you're going to undo some of the fence they had done and do all that. And I did not ask about it. I was like, so you will be doing all of that and I won't pay for it. And all of these other gates and that kind of stuff, I will not be paying for either. And that is where we landed.
I mean, this is like a semi, like, positive note, right? Like
yeah!
A little bit of a nice little, like, it's like candles on, like, a big pile of poop, you know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you can, like... Yeah. Celebrate a little bit, but you're like, okay, I'm still stuck with like this big pile of poop.
Yeah, this is still poop. Right. I still have poop.
I can't eat this, but at least there's candles.
Literally, because it was a septic line that they hit. So it really was exactly that.
Sorry.
I don't know, man. That's the way it goes. You know, I know, chat. I know that I could hire a lawyer, but I just don't. I think people are underestimating how long the court system takes. And all that kind of stuff, and I just don't want to deal with that. So
I think there's a word here that I can I can use to sum up this like whole situation.
Yeah, please do.
Unlucky.
Yes. Yeah. Very unlucky for me.
True.
Herwin's always saying no one's as unlucky as him, but
have
you seen me recently? I mean, come on. It's that's an L that I had to take. So bit unlucky on that front, but there's your fence update. TLDR. Your boy got hosed.
Yep.
And that's how it goes. Definitely love to see it. All right, let's talk about the actual Smite game now.
Okay. I don't think we played SPL this weekend, by the way.
Oh, really? You guys
didn't? Yeah, we had this weekend off, actually.
Oh, okay.
Couple
buys?
Yeah.
We're on vacation.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just let, you know, a bunch of fans play for us this weekend.
Okay.
I let you know, Hero, Luna, Hobbs take turns.
Okay.
And they were pretty good at Rama sniping
today. Yeah, I was gonna say.
I was very
who
impressed.
Was playing Rom?
Luna, actually.
Okay, Luna's the beast.
She played all. Yeah, I was just shocked. I was floored at how good she was at Rama sniping.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's no reason to discuss our matches.
Okay.
Know?
All right.
Okay,
I'm going
so
to anyways
also,
because
Hell Solo is just cringe, bro. It's just cringe.
Yeah,
it's
we should all agree with that.
It's just
Hell
cringe.
Is my most hated god in Smite.
Yeah. Hell is your most hated god?
Yeah. Hell literally dominates the SOC and the SCC or whatever they're called these days.
Yeah.
But
and now the cringe. SPL. apparently.
They pick a god, and it just counters your god, and you're just like, guess we lose now.
Guess we lose now. Was it... So, I mean, the kings definitely started the hell abuse in your set.
Yep.
I was surprised, man. I was surprised that Harry was the one to play it. But he, I mean, I guess it makes sense in talking to Twig in their post-game interview in today's match. He was saying that those are just like jungles so weak right now that, in his opinion, that you can't gank these picks and that they just get really far ahead. Is that why you guys think that they're good, Barra?
That's an idea.
Wait, say that again. Sorry. Read important text message, Joe Scholl.
No, what you're good. Do you think that the reason that things like Hell Solo are so successful right now is that junglers just like can't gank them and set them behind?
Yeah, I think the build right now with Vamp Shroud and Breastplate is very cringe. It's just so hard to punish those picks. I feel like before you could punish it and be like, oh, they locked in like Hell Solo, they locked in Afro Solo, like we just gank it. We like play through solo side jungle, we get backs, we get blues, you know, we get totems too, and we win off of that. Now it's like they have Vamp Shroud, so we can't kill them. Their laning phase isn't like too bad, and they get Breastplate at like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
So, and then I think Harry's build is like Breastplate into Lotus, and it's just, I feel like I literally did zero damage in every team fight against them. Like, every time we would fight, they would just Kepri 2, and I would just, my damage was literally just nothing that game.
So Kepri Hell frontline, like, they don't have a frontline, but it's like, doesn't matter. It's kind of weird.
Right. Yeah, they can't engage on you guys, like, ever. But you also can't really engage on them.
Okay, it's like those movies where there's like, you're in the middle and there's like two walls closing in on you. But like, except here it's just like this one wall that's just pushing you against another wall. And you're like, the Kepri Hell is just walking at you. And you're like, what do? I can't actually hurt them. I can't kill them. If Jake blinks in, he's Ares. Like, what's he gonna do?
Right.
I'm literally shooting for 70. Like, it was so annoying to play against, dude. And I mean, that's the purpose of the comp, you know? It's annoying to play against, hard to kill.
Right.
But in the game, it's just like, what can we do? We can't go on backline. We can't go on frontline. Like, it's just like suffocating to play against.
And to be fair, we did have some misplays happen.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, you know.
I think we played perfectly.
You played perfectly, but they just picked Hell, and Hell just counters all our gods.
Yeah.
Jake, you had some unfortunate like Kepri roots into big CC chains that you ate that set.
Yeah, that was kind of tough. They would just one me and then two me, and then I'd be dead.
Right.
And then I'd try to horse ult in, and they would just Ching Chen ult me. Yeah. What I've learned is you just gotta be buying beads, like, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
Every class, just get beads, and then...
Okay. If that becomes a thing, can we not nerf beads, by the way? Because beads are pretty cool for me.
Right.
And I need the lower cooldown. I need the CC immunity.
Right.
So if all 10 people buy beads, don't nerf beads. You know, that's...
Right.
It's just a thing that's happening. It's not OP. It's just...
Right, but you like having 10 beads a match?
I don't care. I am not the CC guy. So
imagine nerfing beads, though. Like, okay, imagine being Sobek and you like pluck Kepri, and then he just beads it and pulls you, and then you like you misplayed for like plucking him,
right?
You know?
Yeah, that doesn't seem that fun to me. No. Just like in theory, on it. I don't know. I really don't know because I agree. I don't think that, you know, I don't really want to nerf beads for backline. But personally, I do not like seeing 10 beads a match. But I don't really know the solution.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
It just depends if you can kill off of a CC or not, and if you can, then you need beads. And if you can survive the CC, I think it's like we're the like gray area. But right now, I feel like everyone just dies off of a CC.
Right.
So beads are like really good right now.
Do you think it's just because of how much more damage is in the game now that like that's why mm-hmm. beads are so necessary?
I think so. I feel like we discussed before when boots got taken out. I feel like my curve is just. Straight up, like,
yeah,
there's no time, and like, I'm not stacking Devos for like 8, 9, 10 minutes anymore. Like, you leave by Ickabal, and then the support can die. Like,
yeah, Ickabal is OP, right, Jake? Can we talk about how OP Ickabal is?
I mean, I've heard Bera complaining that, like, if they go Saw, then he doesn't have damage.
That is also true. That is a fair point.
But, oh, okay.
I mean, like, if you rush Gone to Thieves and they have Ickabal, like, I mean, I don't really think it's, like, insane. It just feels mm-hmm. like they're hunters.
But they're hunters definitely. With, like, one item instead of hunters at, like, three items like it used to be.
I right? mean, you used to be able to just, like, you just, like, run at them and they couldn't do anything.
Right.
But now they just, like, hit you. Oh. And, like, I don't know what to do.
Leans just back. Like, I don't know what to do. Leans back. Like,
so you're saying you get punished for just holding W now?
I mean, it's kind of nice. You can just run at the purple. I remember a season 4, like, when people started in lane, like, you can literally annoy them so much. You just, like, run around them. And, oh, yeah, you'd have boots. Yep. They wouldn't have boots. And they'd be stacking as well. So you're just literally the better character. And you could, like, ruin their lives. But I guess you can't really do that anymore.
Yeah, that was literally terrible.
Okay, you would ruin the ADC's lives, but then the jungler would ruin your life.
Right.
And then it was just, like, a big chain of life ruining. And I guess that's all been eliminated now with, like, the boots and the no stacking.
Yep. A vicious cycle of lives being ruined that would never stop. I feel like every support I talk to, like, Mike talks all the time about how much he misses invading. Like, Ionic always talks about how much he misses, like... Yeah,
there was a lot of skill in invading. I mean, you didn't really, like, see it, but there was. So many... Yeah.
No, there really
it
was.
It just looked like one team just ran at the buff, but there was a lot of counterplay you could do.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's something that I missed a little bit.
Would you guys be happy if Invader's Curse were removed? Would you want it to be?
No.
I mean, they just have a Herc running at you again.
Yeah.
But
you would be the Herc, Jake.
I would be the Herc.
Okay, that was literally the worst meta of Smite. When Blitz said in chat... When supports were starting at speed buff,
yeah.
Literally the worst meta Smite's ever had.
Big disagree. I actually big disagree. Now, for the jungler...
Really? You
sure.
think that was fun? You think that was
for the jungler,
meta?
Of course it wasn't fun. Of course it wasn't fun for the jungler.
You have a person that can't play.
But at a competitive level, I thought it was one of the more interesting metas to watch. I thought it was really interesting watching people... Because it wasn't just like... Guess I lose my, you know, it's like, I guess I can't do anything. Like, there were 6 or 7 different starts that you could do, all based on what you had versus what they had and where you thought that they would start and they thought that you would start and, like, all this stuff. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seemed like gambling a bit.
It was a bit gambling. Yeah, it was a bit gambling. But gambling's fun, right, guys? I mean, come on.
Gambling is fun.
It's not. It's awful. Terrible meta.
Do you really not like gambling, Barry?
No.
Interesting.
Wait, like actually?
Yeah, like do you like you is I wonder if it's because chat, for those of you who don't know, casinos aren't a thing in Georgia. You can't it's illegal to gamble in Georgia.
It is?
Pretty much, yeah. Like theoretically, if we were to have a poker game for money, I'm pretty sure that's illegal. in this state.
Oh.
I think.
Interesting.
And I wonder that's why. I wonder if that's why you don't like gambling. Because I, well, I guess Pennsylvania didn't have a casino, or Pittsburgh didn't have a casino until I was an adult. But I love going to the casino. I think it's so much fun.
I would rather spend my money on, like, other things than, like, a 50-50 or, like, whatever it is.
It's probably smart.
Yeah.
I just don't like... I mean, okay, so we went to Vegas for Smite.
I was going to say, you went to that Vegas event, right?
Yeah, I gambled with $20. Like, that was it.
And how'd you
like,
do? Just, what'd you play?
I lost $20.
Okay. What did you play?
I just walked around the casino. I don't know. I just played, like, different games. It was more like a... arcade experience for me than like gambling, if sure. that makes sense.
Sure.
Like I was just playing the different machines, like having a good time, like not trying
you're
to
playing
like...
slots. Oh, you can't win on those.
Yeah.
Well, you can.
Yeah, I played a few slots. I don't remember what else they had, but I was just going around like machine to machine because I was like, I'm spending this for like entertainment value, not like I'm trying to win money.
Right. You should always go, any money you're spending at the casino, you should be ready to lose and consider it an entertainment expense for sure.
Yeah. I can support that. If you're doing it as, like, an entertainment thing and limiting yourself to, like, maybe 100 or, like, whatever your financial situation is, you're limiting it to yourself and having a good time, that's cool. If you're like, oh, God, I'm, like, down bad, I really need this to go my way, then, yeah, I don't like that. And I think, also, I don't like gambling because I feel like it's just addicting for a lot of people, and I feel it's hard to stop for a lot of people, so I don't like that. Like, it mentally, like... hurts a lot of people, in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel that. Definitely, I am someone with an addictive personality for sure, and so I set very hard and fast rules on, like, I am spending $100 or $200, and I'll get it beforehand, I will not take any money out. But getting to, like, play blackjack for a couple hours and sometimes walk away with a little extra money, sometimes I lost my $200, and that's the cost of doing business. I love blackjack. I want to spend all night at the blackjack table. I don't know. That's for me. Jake, how about for you? Are you a gambling man?
I used to live in Las Vegas, actually.
So, oh, that's right.
You ever played the Counter-Strike? You ever know that the Counter-Strike skin game?
Yeah.
When I was a youngin', I used to hit up those sports betting matches. And So imagine you're like, you want to go out to a nice restaurant. And you're like, man, it's going to be like $200. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, so instead of going to the restaurant and spending $200, I'm going to go to the casino, put $200 down on red. And then like, say you win, you just got like a free meal. But if you lose, you just pretend you went to the restaurant and, you know, just pretend that you had like a really great steak dinner or something.
Okay. But Jake, what are you eating in this instance? You're not getting sustenance in this instance.
I mean, it's just like, you know, $200. Why don't I just like conjure like AirPods out of thin air? Or I guess you would like lose, but like, is that really gonna happen? Are you really gonna lose?
That is an interesting take. I've never thought of it that way. If I just imagine myself not losing money,
right,
and doing the thing that I would have spent that money on.
So Jake, what you're telling me is that I should go to a casino.
Yeah, they just want to give you money.
Like, right. Put down a couple grand on red and think, maybe my pipe just won't be destroyed.
Yeah, you can literally just do that. Like, you could just conjure the bad luck. You can blow the bad luck away, you know?
Okay. All right. I'm bringing you with me whenever I'm going, so you can teach me your ways.
I would love... I've never done it before, but I want to see someone do it. Imagine how happy you'd be if you won, right? And just don't think about losing. 10 grand on red.
Wait, that's what we did this weekend. We didn't lose. Oh my gosh.
I wish we could go to the SPL casino.
We did this weekend. We played and we didn't lose.
Yeah, we didn't lose.
I can't believe you go on this whole thing, Jake. I can't believe you go on this whole thing and then you go, oh, well, I've never done it. Like, it's the most troll thing I've ever heard, bro. What? I love it.
Imagine you play the SPL for like 3 years, and then you save up all your money, then one day you just walk into the casino, and you're like, everything on red. And you just see what happens, you know?
Everyone always says put it on black. No one ever says put it on red, Jake. Is that where they're going wrong? Do you think red is the play?
Probably.
Someone in chat said they were going to Vegas in a couple of days. Could you give them some advice on whether or not red or black is going to be the call? Don't, whoever is in chat, do not put more money than you are capable of losing, for the record. Okay, go
put
ahead.
Put it on green. Put it on green.
There you no go. Way putting it on green is right, man. No way.
I mean, okay, you're going to be like, put it on red, and then it's going to be green. You're like, man, I should put it on green. And then, yeah, there you go.
Just, okay, but what if you put it on green and then it's red, Jake?
I don't know what to do there.
We haven't gotten there yet.
No way it's going to be red.
All right, no way it's going to be red. So that means you should put some on green, some on black, because no way it's going to be red.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Okay, there you go. There's your thing.
That's pretty smart.
Is to put some on black, some on green, because we all know no way it's going to be red. Look, overall, I'm sure pretty disappointing for you guys. How much were you thinking about trying to break the win streak record? Was it crossing your mind at all, Jake?
Did not dream about it. I'd be like, I mean, it would have been nice, but I didn't really, yeah, since we lost, I didn't care at all, honestly. Like, I don't even know we won 8 games in a row.
Right.
Like,
didn't even register.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a bummer, but, you know, you just got to take it one game at a time. And, could not win, unfortunately.
Yeah. Barry, think you do you think you guys were looking at that record? And you know, obviously, I'm sure you guys did your prep for the Kings and took them very seriously and all that kind of stuff. But do you think that you or the team was kind of like thinking ahead a little bit to getting that?
I will say this weekend we definitely played weird. I think we weren't really ourselves this weekend. We lost a lot of like cohesiveness.
Yeah.
Between like the benevolence weekend and now.
Yep.
I think we're a bit, I won't say like lost on drafts, but the Kings drafts definitely like were a big slap in the face for us, because we were just in those games, like we hit a brick wall and we're like, what do we do? And then so we were like scrambling the next game basically. And I don't think we played well against Titans today either. I think it was just like, I mean, it's just stupid to say, but I think it was like literally an off weekend for us. I think we are way better than we showed. Like, I also like, I hate focusing on records. I hate focusing on win streaks. Like, I just want to be the best team that we can be. And if like we lose, it's fine. Like, if we didn't get a record, it's fine. I genuinely don't care about that stuff, because I feel like once you do, it just like literally sits in your subconscious of like, I really want the record. Like, you're like overanalyzing your plays. You're going in when you shouldn't be. You're going out when you shouldn't be. Like, you're just playing weird. Just playing differently. Not saying like my teammates were doing that or anyone was doing that in particular. I just don't like focusing on that kind of stuff.
Yeah. One other thing before we move on, it wasn't just you guys. It was a trend throughout the weekend. We saw way more Kamazots, and all of a sudden he's like being heavily prioritized. And I'm just very confused that we're in a meta where junglers are doing no damage. They have the lowest damage besides supports in every single game. And all Kama does is damage. Why is that character getting picked?
I think it's just a comfort pick for certain junglers. And it's good in certain comps versus other comps. And, I mean, we barely practiced it going into this weekend. So, like, I mean, we trust Laz for, like, anything he wants to play. So if he wants Kama, like, we'll give him Kama. Or for other, I don't know what it is for other teams. I know, like, Layers likes it. Yeah. I don't know what other junglers do. But I think it was just like, I would say like just like a this weekend thing, but I think it's just a god you can build like mannequins on and feel comfortable clearing jungle camps and stuff.
It's like a safe god as well. And like, it's kind of like, it can kind of pop off in fights because it's like two heal abilities.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's just like the mannequins and him being like safe. I don't think he's, I'm not sure if his pressure is in like early game, but probably not too bad if you can go mannequins.
Yeah. Man. I don't know. I think that cut sucks, guys. Can I say that?
I don't think you can.
He's got to be bad. And I'm not even trolling this time. He's got to be bad in a meta where junglers have one job, and that's to try and hard int in a fight to trade themselves for a backliner, right? We'll talk about it a little bit later. Like, jungle is the weakest it's ever been, in my opinion.
And it's like laughably bad.
It's laughably bad. And I don't care if my jungler lives. Like, survivability does not matter to me. If I'm a mid laner for a team and my jungler's trying to pick a god to live, I'm like, what are you doing? Pick Gilgamesh and just get some beads. Like, go do something so that my support and my solo laner can carry the fight for us. Like, I just think that it's not, I don't know, it just doesn't, when I think about what's good in jungle right now, it's obviously mannequins, and he uses
like
that
four
well.
Warriors.
Right, it's four warriors, but it's because those warriors can create space and not do damage, and it doesn't matter. And I don't think Kamazots really does that.
I think it depends on your comp, and if the Kama can get off his buttons and then go into the air and potentially get off more buttons on landing. Because right now, I think jungle's really hard to actually be in a fight. Like, right. Unless, like you said, like, you're playing a warrior and you're, like, making room and that's your whole job. But I think Kama does have those, like, situational assassin plays where he can one-shot a backliner or get Aegis, go in the air, swipe him a few more times, hopefully someone else cleans him up. And like I said, I don't know if he's, like, super meta or anything. I just think certain teams will lean towards him in certain comps and whatnot.
I don't know, man. I'm just not scared of that god. Are you really scared if they lock in Kama that he's going to one-shot you at any point?
Yeah. As a backliner, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It does a lot of damage, bro. You know, with that flat pin build, he kind of slams.
Couldn't tell it by the numbers. Then I can be toxic because it was like two junglers, you know, who didn't do any damage on it. It's just jungle in general. We lost Bera. I don't know if it was because of my bad joke or what, but he's all frozen now. So
coughing blew out his internet.
Hello? Oh, he's back. I coughed his internet away. Come on back, baby.
Oh, it's my stupid motherboard, man.
Well, you're back.
It's like a mix of Comcast and my motherboard. My motherboard's Ethernet driver is literal garbage, so sometimes I just DC. I thought it was Comcast, but apparently it's just my motherboard drivers.
That's too bad that it's your motherboard. And you know what? That actually leads us into a really great discussion about supports and how it's important to have supports, not just in your Smite game, but when you're browsing the internet as well, fellas. It's very important to have the support of someone or something, potentially, like a VPN, in particular.
Whoa.
What's a VPN?
A VPN, Jake, I'm so glad you're asked. Let me give you a little preamble here, okay? Jake, have you ever felt like you're being followed around the internet? Or maybe like
all
advertisers know a
all
bit too much about you?
Yep.
Our new sponsor to the backliners, IPVanish VPN, is here to help you take back your privacy and help you become more anonymous on the internet. So Jake, when you're browsing the Smite Reddit, they won't know it's you. There he goes. He's gone.
Become anonymous.
He's anonymous. IPVanish has helped Jake, and you don't even know. You don't even
know
who he is.
There.
You don't even know he's there. So what? Yeah. Some of you in chat might be asking, what is IPVanish? IPVanish is a virtual private network, or a VPN for short. It's a VPN. It is an important tool that helps you safely browse the internet. You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. And when you use a VPN, all of your data is encrypted. What you're reading, what you're searching, Jake, that one's for you. What you're watching, whatever it is you're doing. That's important because what you're doing on the internet is no one's business but yours. For listeners of the show, IPVanish is offering an incredible 65% off their annual plan.
Wow.
65% off. Can you guys believe that? That's equal.
That's huge.
That's equal to 6 months free. IPVanish is super easy to use. You turn it on with the click of a button, and it runs seamlessly in the background, helping to protect you while you're browsing the web. And if you do run into a problem, no worries. IPVanish has 24/7 support available by email, chat, and telephone. Mm-hmm. So go to ipvanish.com/back to claim your 65% savings. Their annual plan is just $44.99 for the first year with our exclusive discount. So this is definitely the time to sign up. With our discount and their current promotion, you can get a VPN for 65% off their usual offering. IPVanish is the best of the best, even rated 4.7 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot. And that's, you might be thinking, Bera, surely they can't have a lot of reviews, right? You surely can't have a lot of reviews if they're getting scores that high. That's where you're wrong, you stupid ADC.
I'm sorry.
It's more than 6,000 reviews. 6,000 reviews, 4.7 out of 5 stars. Remember, it's ipvanish.com/back to get the deal and start protecting yourself online. Huge shouts to IPVanish, the newest sponsor to come on aboard the Backliners. Best way you guys can support the stream and support the show, help us out with our sponsors. So, of course, manscaped.com/back and now ipvanish.com/back. And there, Baron, maybe they can protect your motherboard. That's how they work, right?
True. Also, it's really funny. Because, okay, so with Manscaped, I had Manscaped and love Manscaped.
Yeah.
And then I also have IP Vanish, and they're the best VPN I've had. And like,
wait, are you trolling?
No, not trolling at all. Like, I literally have it on my phone right now. I use it.
Let's go.
No trolling. I've been using it for like a year, over a year now.
Okay.
I don't know what we're going to have next, but like, this is getting a little creepy at this point.
Maybe
I should turn on the VPN more.
Yeah, you should turn it on more on your computer, because the prediction guys are hacking in and trying to find us sponsors based on that. Again, ipvanish.com/back. It's good enough for Barracuda. It's got to be good enough for you.
It's very, very, very good. Very fast.
That's the way it's got to work. All right, let's talk about junglers as a whole. We just talked about Kamazotz and how that god has got to be bad, by my opinion. This has got to be the worst jungle's ever been in the history of competitive Smite. Do you guys
really
agree?
No.
We Osborne know all the time.
Okay, this is the second worst.
Really? When was the worst?
You're telling me when the junglers were getting invaded level one that was better than now?
Yeah. No, not
kidding.
They
weren't even in the game.
They were late game. Exactly. No, Jake's right.
You didn't even get to late game. You were level three.
Eventually you did.
Okay, no, you were in a boxing match with the support, and it was just like your brain just like going at it, and the better brain won. But like,
which was the support like brain most of the time?
You're just like a pillow. You're just like a pillow, and you're trying to like hit people.
As a support or a jungler?
As a jungler with your pillow spot.
Oh, back then or now?
Now.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, okay.
Do your one gank at like level five, and then that's it.
Look, I respect your analogy, Jake, but both you guys are just wrong.
Couldn't be right.
That's...
Couldn't be right.
Okay.
Listen, and here's why, okay? Here's the way I look at it. Invade meta was really bad for junglers for a long period of time, right? You had a long stretch of the game where you were not useful. Early game, you were completely out the window, right? But late game, you could still do stuff as a jungler in that meta. It took a longer time to get there. I agree. They spent a lot of the game not useful, but late game, I think they were still strong. Right now,
Heartseeker.
You had
Hydras.
You got Hydras.
OP Hydras. It used to be like 60%, like, right?
That's right.
That was like season five.
Now, you have to influence a lane pre-5. That is your only window. And then late game, none of the junglers are doing anything. I actually wanted to go back this week. I plan on going back and looking at all of our post-game stat screens. I want to find the last game a backliner had less damage than a jungler. Because I can't remember the last time it happened. It has been supports or junglers. Dude, how many games have... Jake, how many games have you outdamaged Lazbra? And it's not even Lazbra's fault, we say.
I mean, there's a lot of games.
There's a lot of games. And it's not just Lazbra. I'm not throwing him under the bus. It's happened to... And it's not just, you know... It was happening on Titans. Scary was struggling. It's happening to the Warriors, where Neil's doing more damage than Fred. And it's not just these lower-end teams either. There are lots of games where top-end teams, you know, Rongyu's gunning it down and doing more damage than Panatom.
Is it because solo laners are ungankable, almost?
But that doesn't change their late-game damage output, right?
Well, it's hard to get into fights right now because how much damage mages and ADCs do. And if they get hit by a CC, if you don't have Magi's, you're kind of toast. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're going like these full tank builds, so they're obviously not going to do a ton of damage, but they're still doing less damage than full tank supports.
I think it's something to do with like mannequins as well, or because like if the other guy goes mannequins and you don't, like he can just like run at you and he's going to get like all the buffs early game, and I think that's like kind of constraining. The jungler god
constricting. Pool?
Constricting. Yeah.
The hand gestures helped me there.
Yeah, that sold it.
Yeah, no, that helped a lot.
Yep. There you go.
I don't know, man. I think they're the weakest. I think they're really, really I know the Invade meta was rough, but at least I felt like I was being threatened late game by assassins in that meta.
Well, I think Vamp Shroud's also an issue because I feel like you can't really gank mid laners either. And duo is so warded now, I feel like it's pretty hard to gank duo nowadays.
Yep.
We
need a fourth lane.
Yeah.
Jungle lane.
Jungle lane.
I think it's just hard to, like, you can't gank solo too easily, you can't gank mid too easily, and then duo is pretty heavily warded, and the gods in duo are pretty hard to gank. Like, when it was, like, on her Uller meta, I think those gods are relatively easy to gank. When it's, like, Chernabog, Rama, Artemis, like, if you're ganking an Artemis, you have to do it, like, perfectly, or you die.
Yep.
And especially with Ikaval being meta, like, you can literally just fight back with a jungler now. And also, like Jake said, the Mannequin's Gods, I think that restricts the jungle pool a lot. I do think there's, like, picks and situations where you can get away with gods that aren't Mannequin's Gods. I think a lot of people aren't doing it correctly right now, but I think there's a bit more variety in jungle than is being shown right now. In my opinion.
Sure, sure. I'm sure there are picks that we haven't seen yet that teams are working on or that are good and that kind of stuff. I'm not saying the meta is solved in jungle.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that nearly every game, junglers are down like 4 levels to mids.
Oh, that's really bad, by the way. I hate that.
Yeah, junglers are not getting the same level of farm as the backline. And that's another reason why they're forced to build tanky, because otherwise they just get like one tapped, you know. Their mids and ADCs are like way up there in farm. Let's go, Baron. And then it's like junglers way below us, and then like solo laners are like slightly below mids and ADCs in farm. Mm. Junglers way below solo lane, and then support is like just below jungle.
Yeah, they're like, we're like one level behind junglers,
right?
Like usually.
And then if you're one level behind a jungler, you just get to like run at their back harpies, and they can't, what are they supposed to do about it? Like an assassin who's one level above a guardian is like worthless.
Okay, so this is just a mid lane problem, I think.
Oh, remember I said mids and ADCs, like that part, the and ADCs?
I didn't hear that part. It's okay. Only mids, because no one can share with mid laners right now. You literally just get bullied out of the lane, go somewhere else. If I'm a half a level or a level behind their mid laner, I can't play the game anymore. I'm 18. Look, I know you're 12, but I need to be 19.
Right.
I need to stay up with this mid laner.
Right. Jake, is this true? Are you getting bullied out by Ven?
I mean, Ven has told me to go home. I'm like, yo, Ven, what's up? He's like, go home. Go back over there.
And Barra, what do you usually say when Jake moseys on over to your lane after that?
We end up doing something stupid most of the time. Go for a purple, baby. We shouldn't. Also,
Yawn Assault.
Oh, we overextended this much. Oh, their whole team's here again.
Right.
Unlucky.
That's a good way to teach Ven that he should just accept Jake being there, is that if Jake goes an ints every time that he goes a duo with you both int, then he's got no choice but to let him come and farm.
Well, they could just look at us as like a problem and then be like, okay, we gotta do something about this duo.
You know, Jake, just every time you die at purple, just be like, you know, if I was allowed to have that mid wave, like I wouldn't have needed to be there, you know?
Look, you do get a lot of farm if you're able to share with mid laners. It's also weird that they put so much more like golden experience on the map, but I feel like it's all funneling into mids or like mid laners. And I don't really know why exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that the camps that are new and that kind of stuff, like there's not extra camps near mid.
There's like two new camps. Wait, it's just like one Harpy and then Draugr.
Right. Mm-hmm. And those are both pretty far away from mid.
And green buff.
And green buff.
Oh, the new green buff. Yeah, and then another buff on the other side of the map. Yeah, green buff, that's not my buff.
Whose buff is it?
That's Lazarus' buff.
Oh, okay.
True.
Lazarus' buff.
I'm surprised you forgot about green buff. It's been super influential.
Yeah, 10 MP5 and 10 HP5 when it's upgraded. I think that late game is kind of cool, though, because you do get a fat stimmy of, like, 300 health if you pick it up.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's got to be large. It's got to be at least okay in that instance. I don't know. I think green, well, at least for my money, whenever I, like, my red gets invaded and I'm really salty, then I take my support's green buff to be like, this will teach you to be there next time my red is up. And then you can get your green buff back, you know? Like, I use it as a motivating tool.
Hmm.
Try it out sometime.
I just think jungle needs they need a golden experience buff. I think we buff their other starters, maybe a slight nerf to mannequins to like shift the meta a little bit more.
XP spooling on a starter item. That's how.
Not
no.
a bad. Really? Not a bad idea?
No, I don't like that.
Oh.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, it's just how like. How can I go wrong?
Okay, well, it's just like, you know, we've tried a lot of different iterations of Golden XP spooling, and like, eventually everyone just starts to buy them all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
It just kept getting buffed, so it's so weird that everyone just bought it one weekend.
Yeah. Look, it's just how it goes, that no one's allowed to have free golden experience because everyone else just abuses it.
Look, I said that the person with the lowest farm on the team should just get benevolence passive. You just get free golden experience for just being behind.
I mean, they kind of do.
You do get
that is a thing.
Yeah, exactly. But you should get it like the additional buff. Like the additional passive. Like an arena game, you know, where you just passively get farm.
Right.
Instead of just you get more farm, now you get more farm and you passively get farm, right?
Oh, right? So you want supports. Guys? You want supports. Like if I'm
and jungles?
And no, because if it's only the lowest level, it'll still be supports.
I don't know how many games of Jake you've seen, but my man does not really get behind.
That is so true. Eh. That is one of Jake's strengths.
I mean.
Yeah. Look, only other weeks.
Yeah, we die in duo sometimes, and then your farm is Lass's farm. And then, you know, anyways.
Barra, that's teaching you that you shouldn't have let Jake die in lane because you're screwing over Lass's game.
No. That's showing my mid and jungle that they shouldn't have let us get ganked by the two people in their respective roles.
Right.
Okay, regardless of whether they call it or not, sometimes we just die. And that's the thing.
Sometimes
my mid laner lies and says the Aweelix is going into solo side jungle, and then she's here in the duel lane. Mm. So that's just weird. Sometimes I call Jake to fight, and
the Aweelix. Sometimes the devs increase the movement speed you get per level by 3%, and then you think the Fenrir isn't as far away as he really is, and then you get jumped on because he's actually 3%
exactly,
and then you die. Yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I was thinking all that stuff too, fellas. Like, for sure.
You were?
Yeah, I was right there with you. I think. You're welcome.
We should need to vent for a little bit.
I get it. Last week was my venting episode. This week is yours. You know, that's how it goes.
We had a rough weekend, man. We just gotta get it out a little bit.
I'm here for you. It's, you know what? When I was streaming last week, I think someone asked me, like, have you been rooting for the Bolts on their winning streak? And I said that I really liked doing the podcast with winning Barra more than losing Barra. It's a different pace than last year.
It really is nice to win a few games here and there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It really just lifts the mental and the mood so much. Like, I don't feel like a loser. Like, I hit like 95% of my Rama snipes today. I was pogging. Like, that's pretty cool, right?
Sometimes you're like pumping, and then sometimes you're slumping, you know.
Exactly. Pump and slump.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not even doing a Manscaped ad this episode, Barry. You can't say that, man.
I wish we were now. That would have been a good little segue.
So anyways, hell in solo lane. Healers. I mean, we saw an Afro solo as well. Are healers just back, or do you think that was just like this weekend, and that's all we'll see of it?
I think it's definitely something Kings can play very well. I don't think we did it justice game one of our set today. But I think it's something teams have to look out for now constantly versus Kings until somehow they can find a counter or the meta shifts in one way or another. I honestly hope that it's not meta. I hope that it doesn't become meta because it's very annoying to play against. And
agreed. Jake, any thoughts on the healers in solo?
Okay, so one time we were screaming the Kings, and then they played Hell Solo, and I was like, they're never going to do this in a real game. What are they doing? They're just trolling here. And then I was at the gym with like Captain Twig. I was like, so Twig, when's the Hell Solo coming out? Like, what's the deal with that? You put it in scrims. When are you going to play it in the SPO? And then he did it. We got it done to us, and that was tough.
Thanks, Jake. Yeah. Thanks. They did it to us, not any other team. Yep. They just wanted to save it for the win streak. I don't care about the win streak, by the way. It's fine. It's
right. Yeah, it's we fine. All believed yeah, you get... until you said that part.
Could have made us feel history, but you know, it's whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. You guys wanted a cringe comp against us. Congratulations. You picked Kepri in hell.
Getting cringed on by hell every year.
Wow. Great job, guys. Years.
Yeah, guys, they're supposed to like win, you know, so it's so they're allowed to, you know, cringe comp or not, like...
I thought they were nice guys, but I guess not anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think you know someone.
Right. Yeah. Until they pull out the Kepri Hill comp, I suppose.
That's disgusting.
Before we move on to the random question of the week, we got to talk about the roster change that happened. You guys did not play against Scary D in the jungle for the Titans this week. They have benched Scary and using Layers as a sub for this week. I do not know what their long-term plans are, but thoughts on that move in general for the Titans?
I didn't think it was going to go... Okay, so I was wrong. I thought Lair was going to be out for a long time based off of everything that happened. But he came back, and he looked very good, so I'm pleasantly surprised and also wrong, which I'm willing to admit. I was very wrong that I thought it was going to be out for a long time. And... playing against him today, he definitely played very well, and it really didn't feel like I was playing against, like, a sub either, or, like, a fill-in. I feel like he fit the style of their team well. I feel like he facilitated things on the map well. And, yeah, I think he just played really well against us, and this whole weekend.
Jake, any thoughts on the move for the Titans?
Well, I read the twit longer, and they were like, something needs to change, like... Yeah, I think what's scary on the team, they, I mean, when we played against them, we definitely noticed that Scary D was on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, maybe they can keep him a little bit longer to, like, you know, eventually get accustomed to the role, but, they just wanted to make a change, I guess, and, you know, looks like it worked out for them, because they beat us.
Yeah. Can't be tough. Look, I mean, Scary is one of my favorite guys to talk to. Love the guy. Think he's so much fun to be around. He was definitely not up to par yet in jungle. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that we can all just say with some more time, he would have made it work. And that way everyone can feel better about themselves. But, We talked a couple weeks ago with Hazer. It's a yes or no. It's a binary question in esports and in sports. On your best day, are you capable of winning worlds? And we all agreed that the answer was no for the Titans, right? We were all on that page. They had to make a change. If it's going to be Layers long term, we can take some time, figure out if that changes the answer to that question. I think making a change is definitely necessary for that team. I think jungle is where I would have started. So I'm hoping that, you know, that team is too talented to lose a bunch of sets. So we'll see what they end up doing long term. But I, for one, am in favor, as much as I love Scary, I hope he gets a spot in solo. I think he's a total beast there. I think he'd be a great addition to a lot of teams. But that's how it goes, you know, it's a business at the end of the day, and, and you got to do what's best for the squad. Random question of the week is...
Oh, yeah.
Nice. It's nice and topical this week, just like it was last week. You know, I used it for some therapy last week, but it's not. I'm not going to use it for therapy for you guys. I'm going to use it for my own selfish reasons again. And that's that my... I tweeted a long time ago that I was starting... I'm going to be teaching a class in esports casting and hosting at a local university, and that's starting this week. Which I am totally not at all nervous about, just like you guys were not at all caring about the win streak. Very similar in those ways. What were some of your favorite... Talk to me about some of your favorite teachers, fellas. You know, what were some qualities you liked in some of your favorite teachers that you've had?
I didn't know where this question was going.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just like the ones that seemed very... approachable and not elitist, like ones you can be friends with and relate to, not like they're completely your superior. Just because I went to a lot of classes where the class was just, here's my PowerPoint, I'm reading my PowerPoint. Okay, class, that's the end. Goodbye, have a good day. And it's like very robotic, not lifelike at all. And I like my professors and teachers to engage with the audience a lot, make it fun, make it interesting. Don't just read off a PowerPoint because that's very boring. And just be human. Like we, all of us don't want to be here, like, at the same time, you know, some of us want to do other things, like, regardless of what class it is. I'm sure your class will be different.
Oh, definitely different, for sure.
Yeah, definitely yeah. different.
No doubt.
So, that's just my favorite thing, is just when I feel like I can talk to a teacher and be, like, friends with them, be cool with them. Yeah.
You got a shout out for your favorite teacher and their subject there, Barry?
Come back to me, because it's been a while since I was in high school.
College. You're old, just like me. I get it.
Yeah.
Jake, go ahead. What do you got?
What I would want a teacher, I guess, so like a teacher, I mean, if like, okay, so you'll feel like struggling the subject and like, so a teacher, I would like a teacher to be nice and, you know, if you're struggling, be like, yo, man, you want some help? So I can do that.
Okay.
That'd be cool. But, you know, I grew up, you're going to be like a great teacher. You know, you can just.
Something like that.
Those kids are going to love it. Love the casting.
I hope so. Who knows, man? Who knows? It's going to be. I have no idea what's going on, to be honest with you. But I think it's going to be fine. One of my challenges is that it's a very long class. It is 6 hours once a week. A 6 hour class, which is crazy. And I have less than 10 students. I've got single digits. So it's going to be, we're going to get to know each other.
You want to cast games with them and stuff?
Oh yeah. I'm going to cast a lot of games with them.
That'd be cool.
That's the plan. I'm going to be doing more casting in those 6 hours than the rest of my work week. I feel like it's going to be long for sure.
Maybe that won't be fun.
Are you cast Smite games or like,
if they're into it, I'm going to see what they're into, you know, ask them their favorite esports. I might be casting. Who knows what I'm going to be casting in those classes, you know?
Are you going to do like your own version of the caster?
I mean, in a way, I'm not going to eliminate them from my class.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
I'm not going to be like, all right, that's it. You're out of here. Like, that's not going to be the game plan. No, I don't think so. Oh. I did really want to. I've told this joke to my wife, who never thinks it's very funny, but I think it's literally hilarious. I would love to go in and be like, "Hey, everyone, my name is Ryan, but I'd like you all to call me Professor Hoof." And then they'd be like, "Professor Hoof," and I'd be like, "Who farted? You fail. Get out." And then I set the tone right off the bat. You know, like I let them know who's in charge.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay,
don't. All right.
Well, you wouldn't like a professor who did that? That would be great, right? But then I actually fail you. That's the bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it is like the caster.
Yeah, it's just like the caster.
Syllabus day.
Yeah, that's definitely the plan. Jake or Barrett, you guys come up with a favorite teacher?
I can't remember his name. He was my drama teacher.
Great. You did a great job.
I had this teacher in middle school. He was like... forgot his name.
Oh my god!
But he's really cool.
This is gonna be me, man. I'm gonna be thinking that I'm owning and that I'm doing a great job, and then all these kids are gonna look back in 10 years and be like, "Yeah, I had this one really cool teacher for like esports casting, but I can't remember his name." So like, it's not that important, you know.
Look, man, I've gotten so much information in my head in the last like 12 years.
All Smite related.
All Smite related. Like,
how are you supposed to remember that? Your favorite drama teacher's name whenever Bumba's hammer is getting 10% more cooldown on it next patch.
Exactly.
You know?
Like,
you gotta bump it out.
Eventually, all that short-term memory just infiltrates your long-term memory, because that's how it works, and it just like starts like pushing everything out. You know, like I don't remember like the quadratic formula, like anything.
No, of course
like
not.
That.
Who does?
All I can remember is this fourth grade teacher that was kind of hot, and her name was like Mrs.
Did you say?
Mrs.
You say fourth grade teacher?
Yeah, and she was kind of hot. And there was Mrs. Stout.
Did he stutter, Farrah?
He did not. I just wanted to find out which year was.
Yeah.
You know, just staring at his teacher.
All right, well, shout outs to Jake's favorite teacher. shout outs to her. My favorite teacher was my on-camera broadcasting teacher in college, who was the meanest teacher I think of. No, she wasn't mean. Mm-hmm. She was just very, she was brutally honest. And in the business of, you know, it wasn't for esports broadcasting, so I won't have to be in the in this type of zone. But in the business of news broadcasting, there are like 10 to 15 jobs that open up every year, and you compete against everyone in your year across the country who wants a job, everyone in the year before that didn't get a job, so on and so forth. And it's so cutthroat and it's so brutal that she was just very adamant that she didn't want anyone to waste their time and their money in a career that they will not be able to do. And it was very, I think like 30% of her class dropped and changed majors every semester. Cause it was that, it was intense.
Except you.
Except me. Except me. I soldiered on. And then that's, you know, it really trained me well. I use that stuff literally every single day at work. So shout outs to Gina. She was my favorite teacher for sure. Total hard ass. And she was the best. All right. That does it for this week on the Backliners podcast. Want to give a quick shout out and reminder again, to our brand new sponsor, IP Vanish. You can go to ipvanish.com and get 65% savings. Their annual plan now just $44.99. If you go to ipvanish.com/back, again, best way to hook up the podcast is to hook it up with the sponsors. IP Vanish is just the newest one to join the crew. Jake, thank you for the time, man. Appreciate you stopping by. I'm sure you guys are going to get some wins.
I love every second of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you guys are going to get some wins. Yeah, now you guys are in the right mindset. Jake,
you got it out of the system.
Got it out of your system. Just think about impressing your fourth grade teacher. You know, and you're gonna be going. Thanks everyone for watching, checking out, giving us a good rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, checking out the whole Prediction Network. They got a lot of great shows across a lot of different esports that I'm going to refer all of my casting students to for whatever they like to watch. That's the game plan. Thanks everybody, and next week I am not here. So not Sunday at the very least. We'll figure it out if it's gonna be Monday or not. But we might be taking a week off, so we'll see you when we see you. Barra, do I take this away from you? I kind of want to give the bye to Jake this week.
Oh, it's fine.
Oh.
Jake, I feel like you've earned it.
I feel like he has too.
Okay, all
I
right,
I think he's going to kill it.
Jake, hit him with it.
Bye.
A little different, but I'm here for it.
Strong, a lot of air, just boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Get out of here.
And we're out.
Bye.